Friday night in what poets call bittersweet October. The smellow, messy, leaf-kicking, perfect pause between summer and winter. And you've tuned into So What's Your Story, the coolest place to help kickstart your fall weekend, any weekend, on listener-sponsored KPFT 90.1 FM Houston. I'm your host, Dr. Hank Rubichek, professor of communication at the University of Houston downtown. I love that you've tuned in, and if this is your first time listening, let me tell you who we are. So What's Your Story? Spotlight soul-inspired tellers, both starters and stars, who engage us with absorbing personal stories and beloved folk tales by taking us on enchanted journeys and then returning us safely to the present. We've gone from monthly to weekly to prime, thanks to you, and it's your support that keeps KPFT tuned into your life. Tonight, through October 23rd, is our fall fund drive at KPFT, and this time we ask you to help by calling in your pledges at 713-526-5738 to let us know that you want us around. Corporate-free, expression-rich programs frame our unique, eclectic inventory here at KPFT, and you're not going to hear this stuff anyplace else. Programmers receive no pay. We do it for love, and anything that you can afford is going to go farther than you can ever fathom. You know, $35 is going to buy you a KPFT membership. Support your favorite show by donating some of your monthly coffee money, and know that whatever you can give will keep KPFT working for you as the only listener-sponsored, open, and free broadcast venue in Houston. You know, when Pacifica was born in the 1940s, many doubted the viability of a broadcast model which didn't really rely on some corporate or government funding. But the need for open expression, for thoughts and ideas to be rendered freely, superseded any need to be regulated by business. KPFT is all about you. It's your station, and we need your help. You story lovers boggled minds by raising 600% over my goal during the short August drive, and tonight already I have listeners to thank for their online donations, which you can do if A, you don't like phones, or B, 10 o'clock is past your bedtime. Just go to kpft.org, then donations, and scroll to So What's Your Story when exercising your generosity. But right now, I've got to thank a few people. It looks like a list of relatives, but in a way I'm not joking. I know these people. You guys rock. Maxine, Jose, Bill, Kate, Ray, Martha, Ed, Sam, thank you so incredibly much for your donations. We've got Bob, Iggy, and Brandon out there, and we just want those calls coming in. Your calls are taken by some real pride-fueled volunteers at Pledge Central. So again, call 713-526-5738. Yes. And I have some must-have thank-you gift items for any story lover. Roxy is Hello. Out there, and she's going to tell us she can read. I just taught her how to read, and now she can tell us about the great gifts.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, we first have three CDs. Now, you can get one CD by giving a $50 pledge, or you can give all three for a $100 pledge. Now, these three CDs are by the famous Houston storyteller Sheila Starks Phillips, and she is rated one of the top storytellers in Texas. Now, the first CD we have from her is called Family and Friends and Other Folks. Children's folk tales and fairy tales, which are perfect for parties, bedtime, or any time it's time for story time, which is all the time. Now, the next one we have is Tater and His Musical Adventures. Sheila's use of music, poetry, and characterization are amazing in this top-selling CD, which includes classics such as The Lion and the Mouse. Now, the last one we have by her is The Best of Texas, folk tales for the older kids and adults who want to act like kids. Texas tradition and culture told in the Lone Star style at its best. Now, we also have some books, too. Each book you can get by donating $100. And the first one you can get is Aesop's Fable, a beautiful signature 2012 edition with artwork to complement the common sense lessons that's been around forever. A truly must-have for any story lover, parent, and those who believe in, well, common sense. The other one we have is So What's Your Story? Discovering the Story in You. Does that sound familiar? It sounds like the name of the program you are asked to support, because it was written by the one who created it, Dr. Hank. The book also contains online access to video of sample stories, as well as several popular story times on KPFT when the program was an open journal. He'll even autograph it for you with no extra charge. And lastly, we have 6 CDs by David Massengill, one of America's most prolific singer-songwriters, who was a guest last week, and I can't believe that any of his CDs are still available. But there are, like I said, 6, and they're entitled The Best Stories and Songs, and you can get one for $75 donation.
All right. Thank you, Roxy. And here's Johnny Cash. No, okay, that was great. Thank you. Now, what all of you really want is to listen to a great storyteller, and that wouldn't be me, but I've got a spectacular one seated next to me. Alan Gardner Atkinson is an actor, director, and storyteller. He's performed at the George West Story Fest at the Northland Storytelling Association Conference and the Tejas Storyteller Festival. He's currently working with the Express Children's Theater and the Texas Renaissance Festival. He's a member of the Houston Storytellers Guild and ready to treat us with a story for the season. Welcome, Alan. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
You know, bribing works. Bribing works. You know, I have to tell you, I didn't tell you this earlier, but in order to impress this woman once, I went to the Renaissance Festival and I dressed up like Henry VIII. I think I ate a turkey leg. It was damn hot out there. But you do this. You go out there.
Yes, I've been working at the Texas Renaissance Festival. This will be my 5th year. The first 4 years I played Friar Tuck in the Robin Hood group.
Friar Tuck.
But this year I'll be doing something a little different. I'll be performing weddings. There are a lot of people who get married out there, and I'm going to be performing about 40 weddings this year.
That's what you were saying. You've got 6 this weekend. You are an officiator.
Got 6 on Saturday, and I think a couple on Sunday also.
Right. Tell us about the Express Children's Theater. That's a fascinating group. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, the Express Children's Theater, I think, has been around about 22 years. I've only become involved with them since May. But this summer we did about 40 performances of The Ransom of Red Chief, based on the famous O. Henry short story about a kidnapping gone awry. And we've got a few more performances of it scheduled later this month and in November at various schools, libraries, and daycare centers throughout the area.
Fabulous. And, you know, you've got an unusual repertoire, a wonderfully, wonderfully unusual repertoire of stories. And tonight you're going to tell us one that's appropriate for Halloween, correct?
Yes, a little something for the scary time of year.
All right. What's your story?
Well, it doesn't really have a title, but I'll just begin. Good evening. This is probably the only time you and I will ever speak to each other. Most people shun me once they've heard my story. They think I'm a madman, but I am not mad, and you need to hear this story so that you can appreciate the dangers of the world you live in. You need to learn how Billy Walker became his own gravestone. Billy Walker was my best friend up until that fateful day one summer. There was an old house in our neighborhood that everyone said was haunted. It had been abandoned for years. Some of the older children said they'd been inside, but I know that wasn't true because none of them showed any signs of either physical or emotional damage. One day when Billy and I were 8 years old, we were walking past that house. And Billy got a mischievous smile on his face. He said, "Hey, Alan, why don't we go into the haunted house?" Well, I didn't think that was a very good idea, but I couldn't say no. Because, you see, even though Billy was my best friend, we were very competitive with each other. We always wanted to win and beat the other, whether we were playing wiffle ball, checkers, or Monopoly. Winning was important. And if I showed that I was afraid and Billy went into the haunted house without me, he would think he'd won, and I couldn't let that happen. So I said, "Okay, let's go in." The front door was locked, but we found an open window and managed to crawl inside. It was very dark and dusty in there. You could smell the dust. I followed Billy into what must have been the living room and jumped when I heard several discordant notes of music. Looking in the direction of the sound, I saw a cat walking across the keyboard of a piano. I went to pet the cat, but it snarled and hissed at me and struck out at me with its claw and went running off. I said to Billy, "I think we've seen enough. Let's go." But Billy said, "Let's see what's upstairs first," and started up to the second floor, so I followed him. When we got to the second floor, it was even darker and dustier than the first. And then I heard what sounded like the flapping of wings. And suddenly a bird landed on an armchair next to me. There was furniture here and there in the house, some of it broken. And this bird could speak, and the bird said, "Go away while you still may. Go away while you still may," over and over again. And I saw Billy looking up a stairway that led to the attic. And carved in the door frame above the door were the words, "Perish all who enter here." And I was ready to run, but I saw Billy start to climb the stairs, and so I followed him. And when we got to the top, we saw across the room a wooden coffin with a candle burning on each end. And suddenly there was a strong gust of wind, very cold, and the candles went out, and we heard them clatter to the floor. And the coffin began to move across the room toward us. And I didn't wait to see what Billy would do. I took off running down the stairs. And Billy passed me before I got to the bottom. When we got down to the landing, I turned back and saw the coffin slowly following us down the stairs. I shoved Billy toward the stairs to the main floor, and we ran down as fast as we could. We tried to get out the front door, but we couldn't open it. And the coffin came up beside us and stopped. And the lid creaked open. And the bony hand of a skeleton reached out, and it grabbed Billy and started pulling him into the coffin. And Billy cried out, "Help me, Alan, help me!" And I grabbed hold of his legs and tried to pull back, but the skeleton was too strong. He shook me off, and the lid of the coffin slammed shut with Billy inside. And then the coffin started to drout back up the stairs, and I could hear Billy screaming inside. Well, I ran to Billy's house as fast as I could and told his father what happened. His father was the first of many people who have not believed my story. But I persuaded him to come back to the haunted house. And when we got to the attic, and Mr. Walker opened the coffin, there was a piece of stone about the size of an 8-year-old boy, the perfect sculpture of Billy. With tears in his eyes, Mr. Walker carried Billy from the house and back home. That night, the haunted house caught fire and burned to the ground. The fire department said that the fire began in the attic. The next day, Billy's family took that statue to the cemetery, and they placed it in the family plot, but above ground. It's still there today. And whenever I go back home to visit my hometown, I go out to the cemetery, and I can hear Billy speaking to me from out of that stone. "Help me, Alan! Help me! Help me, Alan! Help me!" People say I'm mad or that it's my imagination, but I know it to be true that Billy still speaks from out of that stone. And now you know how Billy Walker became his own gravestone.
That was a great story. Is that your story? That yours is an original?
Yes, it is.
How do you come up with that? How do you do that? How do you do that? That's a great story. And you became a part of it, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, I needed a ghost story for a Halloween event a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And I just started thinking about different scary themes, and one of them was haunted house. And up to the time I was about 10, my best friend's name really was Billy, and then he moved away, and I started thinking about some of the things we used to do, and it just kind of evolved from there.
I don't want to give it away because, you know, you tell some great stories, and so far my impression is that you really craft most of your stories. You're a very, very talented person. That was storyteller Alan Gardner Atkinson, you scaredy cats, on So What's Your Story? This is Hank Rubicek and Roxy Russell on KPFT 90.1 FM, Houston 89.5 in Galveston, and 90.3 in Livingston. What was your scariest movie? Have you got a scariest movie you could ever think of?
Scariest movie?
Yeah.
Well,
Jeff, Roxy, I'm going to ask you guys in a second. Scariest movie of all time.
Scariest movie of all time.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I first saw The Exorcist, I thought that one was pretty scary.
Ah, a little bit of green vomit. Yes, that was great. Yeah, Psycho for me.
Absolutely The Exorcist.
Jeff agrees with
Jeff speaks. My God, this is our engineer. I didn't think he spoke. I only thought he knew mime, but he actually has a voice. Psycho was mine. You know, Mother.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not a scary movie person, I'm not
in any Hitchcock.
But Jeff is all about
Jeff. Jeff, are you going to be something for Halloween? Are you going trick-or-treating? What are you going to wear? Like, what's your costume? Your ex-wife? Or what are you going to wear for your costume?
I don't think he knows right now.
I'm actually a Halloween baby.
Uh-huh.
Like,
are you really? Wow.
I'm actually a Halloween baby, so I don't go trick-or-treating. I get taken out to dinner by my parents. It's wonderful.
I don't know. But here's really something scary. Are we getting calls out there? Bob, are you out there in Pledge Central? Are we hearing anything? Anybody calling?
Hank, can you hear me?
Yes.
You know what? I've got a neighbor, and the first time we met, he called me Norman Bates.
Are you kidding?
No.
Wow.
And so...
Well, you kind of sound like...
Whenever we see each other... Well, I'm tall and skinny, and I think Norman had a big smile, too.
He did. He had a tremendous smile,
He looked so innocent.
Yeah. Now we don't want to see you again. Thank you, Bob. Well, is there anybody calling?
I'd like to hear from some innocent folks that perhaps have never called KPFT before.
Yeah, we need to get some people calling in. I mean, so what's
that number? If you want to give it.
It's 713-526-5738, KPFT. You know, What's Your Story is about validating lives through story. It's about the power of narrative, and we need your powerful support by calling, please, 713-526-5738, KPFT, so we can continue to bring you the best in storytelling, and I do mean the best in storytelling. You know, past programs have redefined the terms poignant and profound. I once had a young man who told the story about meeting his father for the first time. One of my students reflected on the time she saw her mother's soul leave her body. Irish tales about leprechauns gone bad, a father's heart-rending tale about his autistic son, love letters, journal entries, tears and smiles and laughter beckons listener into a state of awe every week here on So What's Your Story. And we need you to keep it all in check by please calling 713-526-5738 or getting online to kpft.org and then scrolling to So What's Your Story. And listen, I know every amount is a lot. We know that. Don't worry about paying it all at once. I'll just send Roxy to your house to pick up the dough. But, you know, $40, for example, is 11 cents a day. $100 is 27 cents a day. $200, 55 cents a day. I think my math is right. Now, I know that many of you, like me, grab a cup of Starbucks every day. And I'm not suggesting you give that up. But, you know, if you give it up just a couple times a month, three times a month maybe, then if you give it to us, we would be incredibly grateful. I mean, a lot more grateful than you could ever imagine. You know, a few moments ago, I just shared some of the powerful stories that were told on this show. Next week, J.J. Simmons from 97.9 The Box and author of Without Bruises will be our guest teller to share stories for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, another example of what this great city does for its community. And don't miss J.J. next week right here on So What's Your Story. And in December, we're going to be telling some family stories, and we'll be introducing a call-in version so I can ask you, So What's Your Story? Roxy, you know, you just moved from Georgia. We talked about this last week. And you got here because you're paid nothing and you couldn't wait to work here. I know that. But what are your some real serious thoughts about KPFT? You learned a lot so far, right?
I enjoy KPFT because of the variety that is on the station. You know, every show is different. There's never the same talk radio. You know, sometimes it just gets monotonous and, you know, it wears you down a little bit. And what I love about KPFT is that it's different. And then also it cares so much about the community as much as the community cares about the station. And so that's why people need to call in and support what is so unique in Houston.
Thank you. Thank you, Roxy. I do appreciate that. You know, imagine tuning into KPFT and hearing this. That's right. Silence. Nothing. And your donations can keep everything running from transmitters to equipments to programs, all resulting in listener-sponsored, free speech-anchored, Houston-only KPFT. So please let us know you care. And let me know that you want storytelling to be a standard on Houston radio by calling Pledge Central at 713-526-5738. This is Hank Rubicek. Bob, if you don't mind, how did you get involved in KPFT? Bob, are you out there? Did you take a nap? Where are you? Bob, are you out there? Iggy, are you out there? Brandon, are you out there? Is anybody out there by the phones? Taking naps? Are you taking a nap?
You're conversing.
Anybody have any Ritalin for them out there? They're falling asleep.
Brandon and Iggy have disappeared.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, when you call.
It was right after the
If you don't want
story.
Me talking, I'll have to answer the phone.
Wow. But tell us how you got involved with KPFT.
Me?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I was always one of those kids that wasn't so much into sports. And kind of withdrawn. And went through all those school years. And then KPFT came along in 1970. And mm-hmm. I was making it through college, just barely, I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like my salvation. I mean, I began to find the parts of myself that just didn't find much reflection in society. And, you know, when you care about things, where do you take that except perhaps to church? And I've never been so much inclined to be affiliated with a church organization, even though I was raised Catholic.
Yeah.
So I just gravitated, and I tell people when I answer phones and take pledges at times that KPFT has really been a lifeline for me.
That's wonderful, and I do appreciate you conveying that, Bob. Yeah. I know you're here a lot, and you know, all kidding aside, the same people are here all the time. It's a loyal group, it's a team, it's a family, and KPFT just is a conduit to the community. It's a great, great, great place, and we need you to please keep it alive because you're the only ones who can. 713-526-5738. Telling stories is a big part of this program, but so is Tip for the Teller. It's a segment that we're going to be continuing in a couple of weeks. Roxy, why don't you tell us a little bit about how listeners can reach us with questions and possible guest spots?
Well, Hank, the Tip for the Teller is when we learn something about storytelling from a question asked by one of our listeners. We respond to one each and every week. If a listeners have questions they like to answer us, if they would have any questions they'd like us to answer on air or want to be a guest on So What's Your Story, send your questions or story ideas to ruby.story@gmail.com. Now, Ruby is spelled ruby.story@gmail.com, and we will get back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Roxy. You know, another tip. Every story lover belongs to the Houston Storytellers Guild. They should. We hold a monthly story swap on the third Tuesday of every month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at St. Andrew's House. That's at 1811 Heights Boulevard. It's a group that rocks. Check out our site at www.houstonstorytellers.org for all the fun happenings. As a matter of fact, our next meeting is this Tuesday at October 15th. Alan is a member. You know, it's not a flawless place, but it's a damn good place, isn't it? We have a good group, and we tell stories, and we learn something.
Yeah, it's very interesting and a lot of fun, and I will be there Tuesday.
Excellent, excellent. We still have time, by the way. Call on in, folks, please, 713-526-5738. Look, you may or may not want to hear this, but we've got another week of fundraising. We're going to be here next week asking again. We don't like doing it, but begging is what we do best, and giving is hopefully what you do best. Please, 713-526-5738. If you want to, why don't you just stop on by? You can come on by. We're at 419 Lovett. There are no bagels here, but hell, I'll even tell you a story. So come on by, leave your pennies, have a great time. We are here. I know, Alan, I know I asked you earlier if there's any gigs coming up or anything, but anything you want to tell us about what you do for a living and who you are?
Well, as I said a little while ago, I'm going to be working at the Renaissance Festival for each of the next 8 weekends.
And you'll be Friar Tuck. So if we see Friar Tuck, are we sure it'll be you?
Well, I'm not Friar Tuck this year, but...
Oh, I thought you were.
No, I was the last four years. This year, I've gotten promoted. I'm an archbishop now.
An archbishop? Yeah, no kidding.
You get kind of fancier costume.
Yeah, let me ask you something. But, you've got to be hot under those costumes, huh?
Yeah, in the warmer days, they do get quite warm, yes.
How do you stay cool? What do you do?
You don't.
You don't. They don't throw ice down your back or anything like that.
No, they have water in certain places where you can go and get water when you need it. But that's about all they can do.
Thank you, Alan, for your skill and your willingness to stay up late to join us. This is Hank Rubicek on So What's Your Story, one of the Power Hour programs on this Thursday night on KPFT 90.1 FM, Houston. Scooter is next with The Inner Side.
Yes, but before we go, please call 713-526-5738. Scooter is about to come on, and hey, Brandon and Iggy are back.
Yeah, you don't want him to Scooter. Nobody knows Scooter's name. Scooter, how are you? He's out there, and he's waving. One of these days, we're going to get a hold of his driver's license so we really know who he is, because right now we have absolutely no idea. But we all love him. He's been around forever. We love Scooter. In the meantime, listen to Bob, 713-526-5738. Again, that's 713-526-5738, KPFT. And I want all of you to know that not only listen to Scooter next, but make KPFT a part of every day. Make it a habit to tune in every Thursday at 10 p.m. for So What's Your Story? And ease into the weekend right. Be good to each other.
Thanks,
I'm Dr. Hank Rubicek, always reminding you that it's never too late to live happily ever after.